Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Browns, you know, working it out in there in Berea right now. Optional practice for anybody that wanted to come on. Hey, we're having practice.
Sure.
Got a couple
come on
footballs.
Out.
Jeff,
be great.
Here we go. Here we go. Oh, catch. Nice catch, man. Nice job.
Nice.
Yesterday.
Way to show up and run the risk of injury in a voluntary.
Wow. Why do you have to look at things negative? You can walk across the street and get injured.
I'm going Myles Garrett. He doesn't need to be there.
Their mothers all dropped them off so that they could get grocery shopping done in peace and quiet.
It's a way to do it.
They didn't put him in the little playroom up front? Were you allowed to sit up there? You could watch a video. You used to be able to watch videos up there.
Sounds like a guy who spent a lot of time watching videos up front.
Oh, no. I think I actually got kicked out of preschool. I'm going to be honest.
Not a shocker.
Is it bad?
Not a shocker.
Is that bad?
Just no, saying. It's expected.
It's a big scandal. Okay, so the Browns practiced yesterday. And we're going to talk a lot of Browns coming up for a little bit. Chris Easterling is going to join us in about 20 minutes. Daryl Ryder at noon. We'll get back into the dome stuff that's going on with Daryl. Coming up at high noon. But, and Dan, a little bit of your take on this too. Jeff, do we care about touchdown passes thrown at OTAs? Yes or no?
Oh, I was going to jump in and say yes, and then you said OTAs. No, Andy, I don't.
We don't?
No.
So, Dan.
Is anybody rushing the passer?
No, not really.
Anybody allowed to hit the passer?
Didn't look that way.
Anybody wearing pads?
Helmets, does that count? That's a padded thing for your head.
Defense know what play's coming?
Probably, if they know the offense well enough. Unless they're rookies.
You got to watch such things, but do we really care?
So
it's not a great indicator of anything, I don't think.
Dan put me to the test. He said, see if you can go online and find the two quarterbacks, the two touchdown passes from Dylan Gabriel, one from Dylan Gabriel and one from Shedeur Sanders. When I typed in Shedeur Sanders, I had six different angles of a touchdown pass to a tight end. It was very exciting. It was very,
how'd that
very
work?
Exciting. Brennan Bates, the guy that caught it. It was great. You know why? Because once again, they're trying to implement more tight end play, and that's what I want to see. I don't really care about the wide receivers. I want more tight end. Give me more tight ends. So it was a nice touchdown pass. Nice. We'll evaluate it. Yes. Nice. On the scale from complete garbage to amazing play. It was nice.
Complete garbage touchdown pass. How often do you see one of those?
I went deflected twice, three times.
Okay. So like once, you know,
fumbled,
every
up
season.
Up in the air, barely
maybe
fumbled.
One a weekend in the NFL.
Yeah, that's true. It's like, you know, kind of like a garbage goal. It's a garbage touchdown. I don't know if that's possible or not, but. And so that was easy. And then he goes, okay, now I'll try to find Dylan Gabriel's. And I was like, oh, this shouldn't be any problem, right? It'd be easy to find. Struck out. I couldn't find it. He even told me Fred Greatham had a good shot of it, and I couldn't find that either. I mean, it's just kind of sad that I can't put myself in a position to be able to find such great video from OTAs. But the question is, does it matter?
So in other words, you found a lot of Shedeur Sanders?
Yeah.
And you didn't find any Dylan Gabriel.
And, you know, it's still... I think that we're the only one, Jeff, that's actually attempting to make this a competition where we talk about Gabriel too at the same time when we talk about Shedeur Sanders, and when we have the opportunity to do that. You know we do that. We like to provide equal time at some points, but sometimes we can't. So it's just the whole thing about, you know, being able to play the hype game, and you wonder what the coaches are saying, right? You with me?
Yeah, without question.
I mean, we're sitting here on the outside, and we're all, oh, Shedeur Sanders threw a touchdown pass. Really easy to find. On the other side of it, Dylan Gabriel, right? And it's like,
all I know is the dude was third. He was the third round pick.
It doesn't seem to matter, Jeff.
Well, it does to me, Andy.
In accordance with the Radioactive 1927, equal time for Dylan Gabriel.
Sorry, man. We're just here to help. Are we not?
Why are you sorry about that?
Well, I want to help the guy.
Okay, help him.
So we're getting equal time. He started dating Dylan Gabriel, started dating his fiance, Zoe Caswell, in the sixth grade.
Oh, that is so sweet.
They were engaged in September.
Check yes or no? He slip her a note? You don't know the song? Never mind.
Check yes or no.
Oh, look at that.
Of course I know.
Cowboy Phelps, step it out.
So Dylan's fiance started dating in the sixth grade.
That's our equal time for him?
Somebody needs Jeff, to give the kid some love.
Jeff, this is a sports show, okay? We don't talk about things like that. People want to hear about stats. They want to hear about, you know, the tremendous number of touchdowns that he threw.
Stats?
Yes.
I got stats. I got your stat right here, mister.
In accordance with the Radioactive 1927, equal time for Dylan Gabriel.
Dylan had 33 rushing touchdowns, 18,722 passing yards as a college quarterback. Second all-time in passing yards.
Have you fulfilled your obligations now?
Yeah.
All right, I wanted to make sure. Because for a second there, I thought you had gone off the rails talking about his dating life. Sixth grade, though, that is impressive. I will say that.
Yeah.
It's impressive. Do we care? Can we go back to the original question? Do we care that one guy's throwing touchdown passes in OTAs and the other one isn't? Especially when you watch the video and you're like, oh, I'm looking at the defensive backs. They're not
Dylan
really
threw
moving.
Dylan threw touchdown passes yesterday.
I know, but I can't find it. It's like it didn't exist.
Did it fall in the forest?
I don't know.
Did you hear it?
No. Didn't see it. Just someone.
Is the tree down? Then it fell.
Why is it so hard to find video of that, Dan? I don't understand. Why am I struggling? I want equal opportunity. I want to be able to see what both these guys are doing. If we can't be there and you only have access on one day, and that day is called Wednesday, and we don't get, you know, you unless everyone maybe Shedeur threw his touchdown pass and everyone was trying to send it out, and Dylan stepped up and then threw his, and so everyone was still trying to find the Wi-Fi space to get out the first video.
It's almost like one of these guys had a historic drop from the media that had a lot of things wrong, and another one of these guys went slightly earlier than people thought they were going to go, and so you have a whole bunch of people trying to justify where they had this guy in the ratings and trying to show how the NFL was wrong rather than them being wrong.
Well, there's Dan Menigan with an honest-to-God look at the whole situation.
Wow. So are you ripping the media? Is that what you're saying?
I'm ripping everybody.
He's ripping everybody.
Everybody's getting ripped. We're equal time.
What we don't
equal fault.
What we don't know and never will is, did other teams have Dylan Gabriel rated higher than Shedeur Sanders?
Does it matter?
And it doesn't matter.
Okay.
But that's, you know, if we're going to talk about that, I'm just throwing that out there. Here's the thing. Kevin Stefanski, when he sat down across from us the other day at the golf outing, and that was a lot of fun, as he said, doesn't matter. These guys are all here now. That's right. You know what they have? They have four quarterbacks. They don't have a veteran who was drafted in the first round and really hasn't found himself, and they don't have a 40-year-old guy who still has a great arm, and they don't have a third-round pick, and they don't have a fifth-round pick. They have four quarterbacks. May the best man win. And if none of them are the best man, find somebody else.
Joel Petonio really feels like they're going to pick the best man to be the quarterback. I caught that the other day. Did you catch that?
Heard that.
Just want the best man. I just want the best man. Just give me the best man. Just saying.
Great in theory. Let's hope it happens in reality.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is it Raymond and Talmadge? Raymond.
It is Raymond and Talmadge. Hey, guys, this was going to be the Jeff Phelps appreciation call. But Dan Menigan, you're in it too, buddy.
Oh, congrats. I feel so blessed to be between these two guys.
I'm going to compliment the heck out of you guys.
Wow.
So first of all, Phelps, you were awesome last week when you said, hey, you know they're kind of treating these quarterbacks like their first-round picks. You do know it was the end of the third round, the fifth round. And Dan, you hit it right on the head. So basically – including the many in the Cleveland media, they were so high, and that's not the term I usually use, on Shedeur Sanders. They just reported the heck out of him. They didn't look at anybody else, maybe Shock and Milroe and stuff, but it was all Sanders. And then all of a sudden, Dylan Gabriel comes in and is like, shoot, how could we be so wrong? So all we've heard is no other team had him, you know, ranked that high. Well, really, did all the reporters kind of look at, see every 31 teams' draft boards. So you guys are right on. People have to justify what it is. And I just keep going back to, so if you overdrafted Dylan Gabriel, how many people think, fans and reporters and stuff, why don't you think you overdrafted Sanders? Because what are the facts? And there were 32 teams, including the Browns, that didn't think he was a fourth-round pick. 32, including the Browns. So we know he'd even be drafted. So because the rest of those quarterbacks fell to the sixth round. So it just amazes me. Thank you, Mr. Phelps. Thank you, Dan, for pointing out the obvious. Because that's what it is. People have to justify why they weren't wrong. Well, the fact is, the guys who make the decisions around the league thought that all the reporters and the fans were wrong because they didn't pick him.
All right, Raymond, thank you. Appreciate your phone call. I want you guys to know that I am just honored to be sitting next to two Mensa geniuses over here on your take on that, and hopefully it will float to the middle of the studio so that I, too, may raise my game. Although I don't know that I've said any of the things that he was talking about, but
we understand.
Can I go right back to Dum Dum Land?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah,
Raymond, I don't like this. I don't feel comfortable. I'm going to go right back to where I belong. People also click on that stuff too.
There you go.
I mean, so, it's all about the click.
So that other part has something to do with it too. Is yes, a lot of people justify things.
But do you think that's a joke?
I mean, do also you click on it?
Are we talking about Shedeur Sanders in all of this positive light because people feel like they have to justify the fact that NFL teams didn't?
Are we talking about him in a positive light?
Yeah, I think so. He threw a touchdown pass.
That's a fact.
I don't have anything bad to say about him. I really don't. Why would I? I don't.
You know what?
There's no reason.
I hope the guy turns out to be the next Tom Brady. I do. Fifth round pick, late round pick, and he becomes a great player. That'd be wonderful. And it would be wonderful with Dylan Gabriel. And it would be wonderful if Kenny Pickett redeems himself and sticks it to the Steelers.
So would you be mad?
All we need is a quarterback, Andy.
What if Joe Flacco? What if Joe Flacco takes us out there to the perfect season?
Yeah, that's not the guy.
Yeah, I know it's not, but I know you seem to be. Are you anti Flacco?
No, I'm anti? I'm anti going through the season and not knowing you have a starting quarterback that you could keep for a couple of years. That's what I'm anti. I want one of these three guys to show me that they might be able to be the starting quarterback here for a while.
I am not going to have any problem.
Next year, if you're in the draft and you have an opportunity to acquire a quarterback that you really, 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 really like, go get him. Even if you already think you have one. You know why? You can't have enough quarterback play. It's like starting pitching.
Wow, man. This is just like the same story over and over. This is, we're going to talk about you can't have enough of everything. We just need to be,
wide receivers who drop the ball.
Glutton for everything. Chris Easterling was there yesterday. He'll tell us if we're trying to justify Shedeur Sanders into something maybe bigger than he is, or maybe it's just right, or maybe it's not enough. Chris Easterling, Akron Beacon Journal, next, Baskin and Phelps.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.